Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
My boyfriend and I were messing around and it turned into fingering. Things got a little rough and all of a sudden I felt a sharp pain and he noticed blood. I'm sore and it burns a little to urinate. Should I be concerned?
Often, small vaginal cuts heal within about 1 to 3 days, so having small amounts of vaginal bleeding a few hours after getting cut during sex is not unusual. However, any time that more moderate or large amounts of blood are lost, or if you experience ongoing discomfort or pain associated with sex or possible tearing, it's wise to check in with a healthcare provider. Sometimes women get cuts on parts of their vulva, such as on the labia, which are also called the vaginal lips, the perineum, or the area around the clitoris. Other times women get cut internally, inside the vaginal canal. Often, cuts that result from sex play or intercourse are quite small and heal well on their own. Occasionally, though, vaginal or vulvar cuts may require stitches or other medical attention for proper healing. If the bleeding continues, if you continue to experience pain or discomfort, or if you have additional questions about your personal health, please check in with your healthcare provider. To reduce the risk of vaginal or vulvar cuts in the future, you may want to engage in less vigorous fingering and possibly use a water-based or silicone-based lubricant, which can help to reduce friction. Lubricant can be applied to your partner's fingers, to your vaginal opening, or to both parts. In addition, some women find it more comfortable to sit on their partner's fingers so that they can maintain control over the pace and roughness of fingering. To learn more about a variety of types of sex play and ways to engage in it more safely, check out Because It Feels Good, Morgasm, or The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.